Have you heard? Just in time for the holidays, stovetop stuffing has come out with Thanksgiving pants. They are maroon. They are unisex. They've got this great big waistband, kind of like maternity pants, but they're unisex, with a stuffing pattern. And they have extra large pockets, so you can also save some food for later. If you haven't seen this infomercial yet, I do recommend that you check it out for a good laugh. It features a family who are, it's very campy, pushing back from the table with overstuffed stomachs. And in case you thought you'd rush out to purchase these pants, they were only $19.98, but they're sold out. This has got me thinking, though, about Thanksgiving. And don't get me wrong, I love Thanksgiving food, and Thanksgiving food is filling. I love stuffing, and we're going to have two kinds, mashed potatoes, yams, and pumpkin pie is my absolute favorite breakfast food. So all of these things, these delicious delights, are ahead of me this Thanksgiving weekend, and I want you to know I am looking forward to it. However, this idea of stuffing ourselves until we need these pants that can expand to maternity-sized bellies, I think that this actually shows some dysfunction in our Thanksgiving celebration as Americans, because overstuffing ourselves, whether it's with food or alcohol or other sweet treats, candy from Halloween perhaps, it not only does not serve our bodies, it does not serve the world. When I was a child, I used to go over the river and through the tunnel to my Aunt Alberta and Uncle Manny's house. At the time, they lived in an apartment in the Prudential Center in Boston. And so we didn't have a horse and sleigh. We drove the Toyota Tercel down into the parking garage of the Gloucester building, and we rode the elevator up to 20B. And I remember very clearly looking down over the city of Boston with all of those twinkling lights, and also they were right next door to the Boston Public Library, and I always have a sense of reverence looking at libraries. And I thought to myself, wonderful world. These days have been challenging. There is a lot going on in the world that makes us despair. It's harder, I think, for us to actually turn to one another as a greeting and say, wonderful world. That almost sounds sarcastic, as I imagine what it would be like to actually greet somebody that way. However, I would like to suggest that even more important than the pumpkin pie, as much as I'm looking forward to it, is for us to reconnect to our sense of awe and wonder, to take time, pause from our usual activities, so don't create a lot of more mayhem and chaos, but pause, step back from our usual activities to reconnect to a source of life that is bigger than ourselves, bigger than our to-do list, larger than the immediate family who might gather, although those people are very important too. I want us on this Sunday before Thanksgiving to think for a moment, where in your life have you been, a place where you said with awe and wonder, wonderful world. Maybe it's like in the story, a place up on a mountaintop or walking along a seashore, or perhaps you've experienced crossing a vast desert. I know I never have. Think of some place that is inspiring to you, where you know you are not the center of the universe. You are held in a vast, incredible universe of which you are just a part. In your order of service, you'll find a focus question, because my dear colleague Marion reminded me it's easier to be able to share when we know what the question is we're talking about. So you'll see reflection, Reverend Amy Friedman, that's what this is. Under that, there's sharing, and there's a question. The question is, what in our wonderful world fills you with amazement and gratitude? I want to invite you to actually share that place in our wonderful world with the people in your pews. And I'm not just talking to adults. I'm talking to everyone in this congregation, because we are inspired by being together in community. We might have different beliefs. We might have different experiences. But that is why we come together as a people of faith, to be inspired and renewed in these times. So please take a moment to share with each other that place, and the music will bring us back to our service. Thank you.